What's up, Goreheads, and welcome to another exciting, very going to be a very interesting episode of the Extreme Horror Replay podcast. I'm here with my fucking wife. She's being a butthead today. It's probably because of the movie. She's still beautiful. She looks good right now. Hello,
nurse. What did they say?
Hello, nurse.
Oh.
You weren't an Animaniacs fan. Did you guys ever watch Animaniacs?
Fuck yeah, we did.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, so they know who Animaniacs are, but yeah.
I wasn't as lame. I was watching Great Chefs of New Orleans.
Holy.
So.
And Degrassi.
Hey, Canadian show.
That's right.
She got me started on that. We watched the whole series a couple times through, I think, when we were dating.
Do you want to buy a ticket? $20.
For anybody that doesn't know, we are also here with Mark and Brooke, or Crook and Kark, from the podcast on Elm Street, or podcast on Fury Road podcast. So how are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Good.
Well, as you can hear, we're a little testy right now. Nancy's being a pain in the butt.
He poisoned my food. He was like, food is good. Food is good. And so I had dinner. And
she's blaming me for dinner.
Then I went straight to the bathroom.
Would you feed her?
It was blackened chicken pasta.
He sprinkled a little something in there. He said it was his extra seasonal, his extra special seasoning. And then I went straight to the bathroom.
See, the odd thing is that I'm usually the one that runs right to the bathroom, and I still haven't gone. So I don't understand what's going on.
You undercooked her chicken and just like sprinkled black shit on top of it.
That was straight out of a bag. So we're talking prefab here. This wasn't home cooked. That's reserved for the weekends. So, I forgot. You guys are hosting the Zoom because we don't pay for Zoom, but I keep forgetting it's our show that we're hosting. So I'm all messed up. So we have a very interesting episode for everybody out there. Everybody's probably heard of the movie that we're going to cover. Probably a lot of people haven't seen it just because they've heard of it. But before we get into that, Nancy said she has a would you rather. Well, I told her she needed to come up with one. And as seasoned patrons, you guys know that, you know, we do the would you rather for every episode, and you guys have come up with some good ones and some not so good ones, and I've come up with some good and not so good, and Nancy's are usually pretty spot on, and they're most of the time thinkers, make you think. So hun, please hit us up with the would you rather.
Okay. So for the movie, in the spirit of the whole Dr. Frankenstein, you know, theme, mm-hmm. I guess you could say, would you rather be castrated or have
I don't know. You didn't tell me what it was.
A disapproved sex change.
Oh, isn't that kind of the same thing?
No.
Okay. You guys first. What's your pick?
What's a disapproved sex change?
I think you're saying of like a sex change that's
against your will. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So like castrated, all of our junk gets cut off.
But you're still male.
Still male.
Or
theoretically.
A forced sex change.
I'm probably gonna go with a forced sex change. Because I mean, they can restructure everything down there to like make it still pleasurable.
That is true.
Whereas yeah. If I'm just castrated, just everything's gone.
Yeah.
And plus, I'll get boobs to play with, so that's cool.
Now, would you...
But would you even have those hormones that you would, like, be sexually attracted to your own boobs, or is it, like...
Well, the estrogen, I mean, that's gonna...
Well, it's gonna give them boobs.
That's gonna give them boobs, but, so...
Would it not make them more sensitive, too?
It might.
Wouldn't the... I think your brain would still be...
I don't know. I play with mine.
See, and it's fun, isn't it?
It feels good. And Ben's got his hands on his balls like all the time. So I think it's like the same thing.
Whatever.
You're constantly ball juggling, like over there in
I'm
your
not
seat.
Juggling them. No. I'm getting them. They stick.
No, balls stick that much.
See?
They stick to
They
your
know.
leg.
Yeah, exactly. She sees me tugging on it. She's like, "Oh, you want me to leave you alone?" I'm like, "Dude, I'm just pulling them off my leg."
It's like how women readjust their boobs inside their bra. It's no
Yeah.
different.
We have to check for lumps.
That's so do we.
Yeah, that's also true. All right, so Crook, what about you? What's your choice?
I think I'd go with the castration.
Oh, really?
Yes,
Okay.
because I feel like there could be more medical problems with if like the sex change, whereas like the castration is just chopped off. And also like in the olden times, like Game of Thrones, like the guys who were castrated were like these kind of respectable eunuchs, like kind of like her higher up in like the king
They
and
were more
stuff like that.
noble. I
Yeah,
see. I thought
exactly. So
the
the
eunuchs were
word is
looked down
eunuch.
upon. Yeah.
Whatever. A noble eunuch. Yeah.
I thought the eunuchs were looked down upon.
No, look at I can't remember what the guy's name is in Game of Thrones, but he was like the
We've
king's
never
like
seen.
he was like the king's secondhand man, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, I think I'd go with the castration,
Huh. Okay. Yeah, see, I'm picking the sex change, and pretty much for the exact same reasons that Kark picked there. Play with your boobs, play with your everything else, and
So you'd do the sex
I would do
change.
the sex change. Sorry. Okay, yes. Basically for the same reasons that Kirk picked. Play with yourself. And then because it's forced on you and you're unwilling, even though you have the female hormones, the estrogen and everything, would your mind still be like a male mind? Because I mean, if that's the case, then I'm going lesbian and just so I don't know. So what would you pick?
I would be castrated.
You'd have your clit snipped off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that would fucking hurt.
That's crazy. I've seen like the documentaries on Africa and shit. Oh, fuck.
I know it's grotesque and everything, but I don't think that a female's response down there is based purely upon her hormones. I think that
Okay.
because women for the simple fact that women can be aroused to climax just in her sleep without any
Jesus, and here I am
stimulation down
struggling.
there. You don't necessarily need that in order to feel pleasure because your body's going to tell you when you need it, obviously, because it's just going to happen. It does happen to women.
Okay. So much like this movie, this would you rather is 100% medically accurate. So if there's one takeaway from this would you rather, or if there's a moral to
It's
this,
like a 50-50 on both.
if there's a moral to the story, Crook, do you have a good moral to the story?
I don't really know.
Are you sure about that? Because I have one for you.
Oh yeah, let's hear it.
Ha!
Moral of the story is if you want to get ahead in life, just fuck a pig.
I knew exactly what it was going to be.
Damn it. The setup was, oh, it should have played better.
The execution was
You can
horrible.
edit it.
Yeah, I'll have to
Yeah,
edit it. Yeah, I was listening to your show and the Black
it
Mirror.
for me. I'm assuming he's talking about Black
Yeah.
Mirror,
I
right?
was like, that's exactly it. You knew it. So I'm sorry, Kirk, I don't have one for you. I
That's
apologize.
fine.
I'll
That's
find one
fine.
eventually.
Digging.
Yeah. Oh boy.
That's a
So
zinger.
yeah.
that was a good one. That was a good one. And I don't, why would you say that? I don't. And then there was a part where you said something, or you were talking about the same thing, and Mark said something to the effect of, "Oh, it's going to be edited, or sometimes somebody's going to edit this so it makes it sound like I'm into bestiality or something." But
Foreshadowing.
yeah. Oh boy. So yes. Okay. Well, all right. So yeah, the would you rather, I think, two of us picked the forced sex change and two
If
of
there
us
was
picked the
50-50
castration. Yeah.
castration against sex change.
Oh boy, 100% medically accurate. With that being said, yeah, The movie that we have watched for today's episode is A Human Centipede.
I thought it was The Human Centipede.
Is it The Human Centipede? I don't know. It's Human Centipede.
I don't know, it was your movie.
But from 2009, scores a whopping 4.4 on IMDb.
Yes, I was wondering if I could get driving directions to a nightclub called...
Hello, sweetie. No, we're in Germany right now. Maybe we can talk to you later. All right, we miss you.
Bye, Amy.
Bye, sweetie.
I think we're supposed to turn.
I thought you knew exactly where we were going.
What was that?
We came from over here, I swear. We just got a little lost.
A little lost?
Yes, we're not a little lost.
We're really lost.
Anyone
home?
We got a flat tire. Can we come in?
Something to drink? The tourists.
We're on a road trip through Europe. Can you call the emergency car service for us?
You have a really lovely home.
Siamese triplet connected via the gastric system. The human centipede first sequence. We start with cutting the ligaments of the kneecaps. Still bonds in it.
Hurry up! I'm still here!
That's a really high score for this movie.
It's a good one. Actually, I'm surprised it's even that high.
Yeah, me too.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I was all ready to give them what for like, what in the hell did you pick this movie for? And then Ben says, I'm the one that picked it.
So we didn't have a choice.
I told her that was what we were, and this was a while ago because we were talking. You know, we did Faces of Death with Little Ben from Watching Films on the Toilet Pod, and we wanted to find something that was equally as cringy. So we were talking about it, and I said, well, how about this one? She's like, okay. I don't even think she knew what the movie was about.
No, in fact, I told him, because we were watching it. I'm like, this is nothing like what I expected this movie to be, because I thought it was going to be like The Fly. It was not like The Fly.
Not quite.
What is that movie? What's the movie where the guy turns into the seal or walrus or something?
Oh, Tusk.
Tusk.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So
Canadian gem.
Yeah. That. Oh, damn it. We should have picked that. Son of a bitch. Okay. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, we should have picked that one.
That movie could not be any worse than this one.
Tusk is incredible.
It is.
All right, we're gonna have to watch that one.
Incredibly good or incredibly bad?
No, we want to have our own opinion. We don't want to be sullied by anybody else's.
All right, we know what Kirk's next patron pick is. So okay, well, I don't know. Yeah, we're just going to get into this. I know Nancy hated it. What did you guys think? Before you give your ratings, what did you guys think overall of the movie?
I didn't hate it. It just, I have no desire to watch it again unless it's for a reason.
I'm in the same.
Like, it's not like, it's a bad movie, but it's not like, you know, that bad.
It wasn't quite as bad as I was expecting it to be. And yeah. I've heard part two is worse.
Part two is definitely worse.
Is it?
How bad were you expecting it to be?
If
it wasn't as bad.
I was expecting it to be like a lot more like nasty than it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what part two is. Part two is just like fucking grimy and gross and like sweaty and disgusting. And like in this movie, the doctor is like, I don't know, like he's clean and he's prim and proper.
Mm-hmm.
And in part two, the guy that does the shit is just like fucking disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And then part three is just off the rails.
Part three? Why would you even go to part three?
Yeah, there's a third one.
What? Part two is what? There was some guy obsessed with part one.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a whole meta thing.
Yeah. And
so he watched part one, wanted to do it himself, but he does it with what? Well, like what, 10 people?
What has this world gone?
Yeah, he does it with a lot more. And then part three is a warden out of prison.
Okay.
And
he
does it with all the inmates.
So there's like 50 of them.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's not even a centipede.
That's more like a millipede.
It's like, it's not a true centipede.
But, like I told him when we were watching it, he thought it was hilarious that I'm delving so far into this concept, but a centipede is all one bug. You don't have like a bunch of bugs that are all sewed together into one bug.
Well, and like,
that's his point of the whole thing, right? Is he wants to create one living creature like on the same digestive track. So it kind of is one bug, right?
It's so nasty. And plot hole, like I told him when we were watching it, they're not drinking anything.
I can't believe this movie has a plot hole.
You can go 3 days without having any water.
3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food.
And I did not see anybody like chugging any water throughout that. And even if they did, number two and number three down the line, it's not going to get it.
But he's got them all IV'd though, so he might be giving them their stuff through IV.
They didn't have an IV on them, did they?
Yeah.
Only when they were sleeping.
Like in their...
Oh, yeah, I guess I...
Or in the cage.
Well, I'd say
when they were all connected.
The back end definitely didn't get an IV because, you know...
Yeah, she was fucked up.
What position would you guys want to be in?
The first one, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I'd rather shit in somebody else's mouth than have it put in mine.
Yeah.
I think... For me, it totally...
That's not a sound bite.
Pull that clip. It depends on who was in front of me.
That's a fair point.
Wrong with you?
The fair point.
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? What?
We're talking about hydration here.
No, we're just talking about what position you'd want to be in. One, two, or three. I think three or one would be the easiest.
How about zero of the positions?
Yeah.
One would certainly be the easiest.
But you saw the angst and the the oppression on the guy's face as he was shitting into the girl behind him's mouth. You know?
Would that bother you guys?
What must have been going through his head? He's probably visualizing who knows what, you know?
I mean, I would feel bad, but...
Yeah. Hmm. Well, you said you wanted to take shit on those little bubblegum bandits' faces.
Well, there's a difference between taking a shit on somebody's face and, like, forcing it down their gullet.
Right. Okay.
So, after we watched this movie, Brooke and I both watched the Human Centipad episode of South Park. Probably the South Park episode. Okay. But spoiler alert, poor little Kyle is in the middle.
Okay.
And his hands and feet don't even touch the ground, so he's just kind of dangling there.
Yeah.
But there is like explosive diarrhea that gets shot into his mouth multiple times throughout the episode.
I have to watch that.
We haven't seen it. We haven't watched South Park since like,
oh my gosh, 97,
98.
Yeah, that was back in our heyday.
Yeah. You guys are still young.
So yeah, it was brand new when we were in high school. That was like, and it was like the best thing to come along in a long time.
You guys are babies. Speaking of babies, Crook.
Yeah.
When are you due?
May 10th.
May 10th. Okay. Oh, wow. That's coming up.
It is. Honestly, like today it was like, I think you're getting bigger. Like you just feel her stomach and it's like tight. Like it's like, feels like the baby could come out anytime now.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you start feeling is girl or boy? I don't remember.
Boy.
Boy. Okay. Yeah. You did say that once.
Yeah.
Can you feel him kicking yet? Or
oh yeah, she sent me a snapshot yesterday of her sitting at her desk, and all you see is just like movement, him kicking. Yeah, yeah.
That's fun times.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Do you guys have pets?
Yeah, we have a cat.
Yeah. Oh, don't let your. You guys aren't married yet. Oh no, you're not married. That's right, because we weren't invited to the wedding.
Okay, I see how it is.
No, but yeah, don't let her change the cat litter. Seriously, you can get
toxoplasmosis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we stopped doing it, and then we switched over to like these like wooden pellets for the cat litter.
Oh, okay.
And that works really well, actually. Like, it doesn't smell at all. You don't smell that like urine in it. So
yeah. We've always had one pet or another throughout the years. Okay.
Back to the movie.
Yeah, this movie. Have we talked about it at all? Boy, somebody's gonna get a bad review about going off topic.
From Allie.
Allie.
That's something that's happened.
Have you not listened to our episodes?
I do.
Yeah.
What episode was it on?
Oh my god.
Yeah, weeks what, like 4 episodes ago, 5 episodes ago? I don't remember which exactly. Okay. But no, we got a review from somebody on Apple or iTunes, whatever the hell they call it now. And it said, you know, basically that whenever the guy starts going through his movie plot, the woman.
Yeah. the woman always cuts him off.
Yeah, derails it, and they go off on a tangent. And yeah, so.
I just give him an accent because it sounds like he's some like male chauvinist foreigner.
Sounds like she has a real happy marriage.
Yeah,
they don't even know you by name. They must not be real listeners. Yeah,
that's,
don't be giving us a bad score.
That's what we said. Like,
you don't even know our names.
Must be a new listener because
only one that was allowed to forget my name is my dad, and because he had 8 kids. Don't nobody be forgetting my name.
Yeah.
I was the other girl once. We were going out to dinner once with my sister. My sister and I were going out to dinner with my mom and dad, and apparently I was taking too long, and my dad said to my twin sister, "What's taking the other girl so long?"
Yeah.
Okay.
I do that with our kids.
Yeah.
Go get the other one.
Yeah. you know.
Tell the kid upstairs he needs to come down or whatever. You're probably running into that situation, Mark. You got 4 kids at home now.
Oh, I just run through all their names if I'm trying to get one of them in shit. Brady, Hunter, Lyle, Logan, whichever one you are, stop doing what you're fucking doing.
Well, that covers all your bets.
Yeah.
Grady,
yeah.
Hunter,
Lila, and Logan.
Oh, Lila. I thought you said Lyle. I'm like, I know there's a girl in there. What name is her? Okay, Lila. Okay, all right. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, those are good names. Brady, Hunter, Lila, and Logan. And Lila and Logan are the twins?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember when Griffin was in the hospital because they thought he had RSV. And the nurse was like, "Oh, I have a little baby named Griffin." We're like, "Oh, that's so cute. You know, we both have Griffins." She's like, "Yep, Griffin and Gabby." We have a Griffin and Gabby too. Certainly not very, very original.
I thought we were being original with their names. And then one of the ladies that works at the Walmart had a Griffin too.
Yeah.
I don't know why we were talking. Yeah.
One of our friends has a Griffin as well.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How their
name just exploded.
How's it? How his name is spelled? Or
Griffin.
Oh, I-N. Okay. Yeah. Ours is O-N.
Yeah. And I'm kind of wishing that we didn't do that, because even though we thought that we were being original, like, it's not going to be like a regular like Griffin name. I feel like that people think that we were young and stupid and didn't know how to spell it.
I don't know.
Like Anferny.
Speaking of baby names, Brooke, yeah. Do you have a name picked out for your boy?
Yep. Theodore.
Oh, are you going to call him Theo?
Yep. Theo, Teddy. Oh,
Teddy. You
know. Teddy. Yeah. That's a good one.
His middle name is going to be Joseph, so it could be TJ.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. Yeah.
Lots of options.
Yeah.
If you start calling him Ted, you got to do the Thunder Buddy song with him.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a solid, solid boy's name.
Yeah, it's a good name. And it's one that would last the test of time because it's a classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not like Griffin.
Now, is there any like family ties to the name?
Not the first name, but his middle name is my grandfather's first name.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He passed away 3 years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you're trying to not talk about this movie.
It just seems.
And I get that. I understand.
We're having a good time just chit chatting. So
yeah,
yeah.
Let's not bring the mood down by talking about this movie.
This could just be like we were supposed to talk about the Human Centipede, but instead we talked about our kids for an hour and
people
a half.
People got stitched together.
Yeah,
a couple people died.
Lips to butthole. Yeah. Lips to butthole.
Yeah. Ass to mouth. Ass to mouth.
Yeah. There's a guy. The only thing I could say about the doctor was that he didn't want to grow old gracefully because you could tell that he had his hair dyed black. Yeah, yeah. As a hairdresser, you just know when a guy, that's not your natural hair color. And
I'm just putting the notes away.
His indoor pool was awesome.
Oh yeah, that would be nice.
It would be very nice to have that. Other than that, the movie didn't really just, it didn't flow. It didn't make a lot of sense. It didn't have any kind of plot. It didn't have any kind of moral. It didn't have a climax. It didn't have a falling action or a rising action for that matter. It didn't have any of the elements of a good story. So could you tell us why?
The moral of the story is if you want to get ahead in life, just fuck a pig.
That's what she said. It was the absolute most horrible movie ever.
It was. We'll have one to do thing. This again with an actual movie.
No, I want to. I don't listen to podcasts, but I do want to listen to theirs when they do
Head of the Family.
Oh yeah, I thought you wanted to do that.
You said April, Mark.
I did say April. I'll have to pick it for my April movie.
And Brooke has never seen it, so.
No.
That's right. He didn't.
I listen.
I think, like, with the Human Centipede, because you asked me my thoughts on it, and then we went off on a tangent.
Let's get their
thoughts. Somebody's going to get pissed.
They might have some yeah. thoughts, though.
Yes. We will roughly talk about the movie. Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
I think, like, all things considered, and, like, the fact that it's such a crap movie, like plot wise and story wise, I think it was a well made movie. Like it was well shot, well acted for the most part. Like the gore and shit that we do see, I think it was well done.
It's such, and you're right. It had really nice shots. It was very professionally done.
Yeah.
It had all the elements of a good quality movie except for the plot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I don't know how you would go into like a boardroom and say, this is the movie I want to make. It's called The Human Centipede. And I need this much money for my budget.
It's funny you bring that up because one of the trivia points on IMDb was that when Tom Six, the director, was trying to sell the movie.
Tom Six. That sounds like a real name to me.
Was trying to sell the movie to investors. He said it was a movie about people getting stitched together. However, he didn't tell them that it was ass to mouth, ass to mouth.
Yeah.
Cleverly worded.
Yeah. Tom Six.
Hey.
Martin Scorsese is singing. I didn't think you'd like the movie anyway.
That could be a sound clip right there.
Yeah.
I did like all of the paintings around the doctor's house.
Oh yeah, because he was the one that separated the conjoined twins.
Yeah.
Apparently that was the highlight of his life because that's all he had around his house was pictures of the conjoined twins everywhere.
Those paintings were sick though. They're almost like Rorschach paintings, but like you could tell that they were conjoined twins.
In fact, it was the one thing that I noticed.
So yeah, some of them look like paintings and some of them look like actual like just photographs blown up.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of that French Extremity movie, not Inside, but the one where they go into the basement and there's people like being handcuffed and tortured. Yeah, martyrs. Oh, and they have like all the pictures of like the real life like martyrs of them going through the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a movie.
Have you, the remake of House on Haunted Hill that has like the
muscle people?
Or
where they're just
they inject wax into dead bodies and they make it into like an actual like
sculpture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing? Because I want to say it's the same thing as this. It's like a traveling exhibit that goes around to like different museums. I think Gabby saw, but it kind of gives you like an idea of where the arteries and the veins and the muscle tissue and all that is. I thought that was one of the things that they showed on the remake of House on Haunted Hill when they go down to the basement and they show.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't know where. Yeah, I don't know. What was your point?
Did I have one?
I don't know. Do I have to have one? where do we go from here, guys? I don't know.
I don't know.
The doctor kind of reminded me of like an alternate universe Sheldon Cooper from the Big Bang Theory.
That's one way of putting it.
That dude, he looked like...
I told Ben it looked like Creed from The Office when he was trying to be...
Yeah. Actually, when he dyes his hair black,
or like a German version of Michael Shannon, kind of.
Yeah, there was also times when he
Lance Burton,
Lance
the magician.
Burton. I remember who that is.
Yeah, he looked like that.
What was the name of the guy?
Is it Lance? It was Lance Burton, right?
Yeah,
the magician. Okay,
is he the guy that talked to you through the TV? Is that guy?
Maybe. I'm sure.
The guy is like, he gets right up. He's like, I can read your mind.
there was Michael Ironside. Some points where he looked like Michael Ironside from Total Recall. But I don't know, he had some strong jaw muscles, or not jaw muscles but cheekbones.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he was just like, you know,
and it just looked to me like he was probably in his 70s and he had his hair dyed jet black, and I feel like his claim to fame was the whole separating the conjoined twins with the paintings around his house. And then, you know, he referred to himself as doctor, but when the police came to his door, they didn't call him doctor, they called him mister, and that probably pissed him off a lot, because, you know.
Yeah.
Seems like a man who's very like proud of his work.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, obviously he doesn't have kids, he's not married.
Doesn't have kids, doesn't have a wife.
His whole life is making, you know, three people surgically connected from lips to butthole.
And ass to mouth.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know what the difference is.
I mean, he had his dogs, right?
Yeah.
He had his dogs, which was, that was what the little tombstone said.
And, mm-hmm.
Nancy speaks a little bit of German.
Yeah, it said my love three hound, my love three dog, and
the pictures that he was looking at in the very beginning of the movie when he was sitting in the car was a picture of the three dogs stitched together.
That made me laugh so hard. It just looked like three Photoshop dogs just like in a row.
It was like the whole, when they showed it, like it was like the guys. Diagram of it was just like a cartoon.
Oh yeah.
And he was trying to get people to take it seriously, like nobody is gonna take those seriously when they're all sitting there in their like hospital beds, you know. Right. And he's getting ready to tell them what he's gonna do with them. I would not want to know, first of all, mm-hmm. what he's gonna do.
That's one of those situations where it's like, don't ask, don't tell.
Like I told Ben, he's a criminal, he's a kidnapper, he's a murderer. He's in denial about his age. He's psycho. I mean, that is a perfect recipe for everything that you don't want to know about the person that just...
Have you guys seen the movie Knock Knock?
Yes.
Yeah, we covered it, dude.
Right. Okay, this guy is Keanu Reeves' character if he wasn't such a fucking bitch in that movie.
I did get that with the two girls when they came into the house.
Yeah, they're like... They're all rain soaked, yes, and their mascara's running down their face.
I was getting those vibes too, and I told Ben, how come when after he had them you know, drugged up and in the hospital beds, he all of a sudden knew how to speak English. But when he was in the living room with them, apparently all he could speak was German and they didn't understand. So, of course, that puts him in the upper hand because they're in Germany. I mean, I guess that makes sense. But I totally, because both of those girls looked like the one that Eli Roth was dating during Knock Knock.
Oh,
it's like Francesca or it was like some.
No, Francesca was her name from Once Upon a Time in
Hollywood. Oh, yeah. But she does have like an Italian name, doesn't she?
Yeah, I don't remember what her name is.
Was it Ana de Armas? Was he dating her? No. She was
no, that's the other one. Yeah,
Ana de Armas, the other one.
The other one.
Yeah, she was the one that went on to play Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
The other one was.
I don't remember what her name was.
Shit, she was in Green Inferno. But yeah, I don't remember what her name is.
So he asked them if they want. They said they want water. And the first thing I told him is, you don't go to a stranger's house in Germany and say, yes, I'd like a glass of water. And first of all, he plops those little tablets down at them, and you don't see any of them dissolving, like quick dissolving. Mm-hmm. But apparently once they got to the coffee table, they were gone and they didn't see it anymore, which I thought was odd. And then so the one girl spills it, and then he goes and says, he yells at her in German. And so, of course, the other girl, what's she going to do? She's going to gulp that glass of water down, not knowing what's in it. And this is after they just experienced the pervert in the car next to them.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That guy was fucking weird.
I have movies of you two at home.
And he's like flicking his tongue at them and stuff. I mean, how many hints do these girls need to tell them you need to get
fuck out of Dodge.
Go back to the hostel, wherever it is, where you're staying, go back to wherever you're from. Obviously there's bad juju from like from the time that the tire went flat on.
Brooke, and like, sorry, were you gonna whoop
what?
I was gonna say, Brooke, you're being awfully quiet over there.
Well, you guys were talking. I didn't want to interrupt.
All right, go ahead.
I was gonna say, whenever the girls are at the hotel room and like they're talking about how they met this German guy who invited them to some party they were going to, like if they went that route, do you think that was hostile?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I could totally see that because somebody leads them in the wrong direction purposely.
Where does this movie lie in the time frame of Hostel?
Gotta be around the same time.
Hostel was. We just covered that one. Hostel was 2005. This movie was 2009.
What about the sequel? What Hostel 2?
That was probably like 2007.
Yeah.
2007?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. Carry on. I'll find it.
There's with all the movies that were on around that time, there was enough to make the audience question the logic of some of the decisions that these young idiotic females are making, or well, males in the case of the first Hostel, because obviously they were stupid.
Well, I feel like the guys in Hostel were kind of more prepared. Where did these girls, like in the hotel room, they call like, I don't know, some 999 number, like, hey, how do you get to this party? And he like explains over the phone. She's just like, okay, yeah, sure. How far is that? It's like, you're not writing any of this down, lady.
You know what?
Hostel 2 was 2007.
It pisses me off watching movies like this and movies like Hostel, because we're supposed to feel bad about a bunch of rich kids backpacking through Europe.
Or a bunch of Americans have party timing through Germany.
Yeah, they got parents that are like financing their way to backpack through Europe, and we're supposed to like be looking out for them and making sure they don't make the wrong decisions. Like, I'm sure that's part of the plot. Like, they wanted people to say they got they fucking deserved because they're little fucking rich brats.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't feel for them at all in this movie. I kind of felt for the Japanese guy because, at the end, they kind of like, he tells his story of how he's like acted his whole life and how he's being punished for the way he's acted towards his family. So, like, you kind of feel bad for him a bit, right?
He's the only one I felt bad for throughout the entire movie.
And these like, girls... Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, and these girls, too, like, if they would have just stayed in their car and waited till the next morning, they probably could have avoided all of this because... It's not like he was out searching for them. They stumbled on his house, and they just happened to be the perfect specimens for his project.
And I'm sure, being a tourist in a foreign country, they would have to be apprised of what number to call on their phones for an emergency. I don't think
they had a cell phone, did they?
Yeah, they did, because when they had the flat tire, they said that there obviously there was no signal because they were in the woods. So
yeah.
Okay, whatever.
But again, like, you're on a road. Stay, walk backwards. Stay on the fucking road. Why are you walking through the forest?
Yeah, I didn't get that. Why would you walk through the forest hoping to find something?
They're wearing their like hooker outfits with their stiletto heels and stuff. All
right, I got a question for Mark. That question for Mark. If you were the girl number two in the middle and you escaped, would you leave or would you come back for me?
Oh man, why did I know you're gonna ask this question? Because I fucking ran through my head whenever we were watching it, or whenever I was watching it. So if I was girl number two and I escaped and you were on my ass?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, so I feel bad for you, pal. Would I come? I would come back. I would like go and get the cops and I would come back.
Okay. But you wouldn't try and drag me out of there.
Oh, I would fuck him up more than she did. Or more than what the Japanese guy did. Because the Japanese guy had him. Like, he stabbed him in the foot. He stabbed him in the kneecap. And
why
the guy
did he fucking stop?
Yeah, the guy falls. He could have sliced his throat. What's he do? He bites him in the fucking neck. Like, slice his throat. Fucking kill him, man.
Yeah, if you have the means, go ahead and, like, slash his throat.
Instead, he slashes his own throat with a fucking piece of glass.
Pummel the dude with your fists, even. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
And whenever he comes into the room, he drops the fucking big, heavy
lamp that he has. Stupid.
And picked up a little shard of glass. I'm like, this makes no sense at all.
The lamp that broke the window.
Yeah.
We were sitting there yelling at the screen. What are you doing? You got a goddamn fucking lamp. You've got the, you know, the distance advantage. With the lamp, basically, you know, it was frustrating.
I know.
Double tap the fucker, you know? And like I said, had his, you know, stabbed him in the foot, stabbed him in the knee. He was down. Don't just take a bite out of his neck. Like,
no doubt. Pound the his guy face. Was old as Moses. He would have, like, gone down and, like, how long would it have taken to take him down?
Yeah, not very long.
That hair, you know, color is not fooling anybody.
He could have saved 5 people's lives if he would have just killed him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now that's nobility.
Fucking idiot. So yeah, Brooke, I'd fuck this old bastard up and then I'd come save you.
All right.
We were talking about the same thing. When she comes back, when Lindsay comes back, is it Lindsay? Yeah, I think Lindsay's the one that was in the middle. But when she comes back and she finally rescues the other girl, the way she's like huffing and puffing, and I told Nancy, I said, now, there's a very good chance that this guy is watching her, but on the off chance that he's not, she's making so much racket with the
keep your fucking mouth shut.
Drops the tray in the basement.
Just, she needs to shut up and just get the shit done.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the 100% medically accurate part where he's giving the speech down in the basement with the slideshow, showing, this is how I'm going to cut your, like, I'm going to give you wings on your ass and then stitch it to you, the person behind your face and stuff like that. It
made absolutely no sense and served no purpose whatsoever. But
I mean, like, I don't know, the design is pretty cool. I love also the Japanese guy. He is just like, what the fuck are you going on about?
Well, he's Japanese. You know what's going on. He's better than anybody else.
Like, realistically, so at the end of the movie, the Japanese guy's dead. The girl behind her is dead. She could, like, because it's his ass cheeks that are winged out, right?
Right.
So, but like,
her jaw is fucked up too, right? Her jaw is detached, right?
Didn't
her
they?
Lips, her teeth? Lips are sewn onto his asshole. I think that's
but
all.
But he cuts up along their jaw too.
Oh, that's right.
Because they have all the stitches, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he cuts their jaw. I think he just cuts like the skin.
Like the skin.
I feel that.
So he's connecting their like,
themselves off
the ass skin to their face.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
there's
I think
an opportunity to tear their face away from me.
And that's That's what I was getting at. Like, grab that scalpel. And like, realistically, all you need to do is cut your lips off of his asshole, because right. his ass skin is attached to your cheeks, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So just cut that off, and you already have a skin graft for your cheeks. So like, his ass is your cheeks now.
I mean, you go Joker. Right,
yeah.
Yeah. Years.
But yeah, you're gonna have scars.
How cool would be at a party telling that story?
Yeah.
But how do you reach around and cut the second person? This that is quite the conversation.
That would be the problem. But she was so infected that her skin was just like kind of falling off. So
it was
like
oozing. It had like you could tell they had the yellow stuff coming out. It was all infected.
Just go to the door. And like close the door a little bit and just like pull really hard, and maybe it'd be like enough of a stopper.
Yeah. Well, and you would want to get away as far away. If you have an open wound, you'd want to get as far away from that infection as possible, because then you could get septic and you get it too. So it would 100%. Be smart. Yeah, it would be smart to disconnect from that as soon as possible.
I would love to see a blooper reel for this movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a good point, because they have to
film these
scenes. The
whole movie is a blooper reel.
They have to film these scenes where they're attached to each other's asses. I never even thought of that.
Can you imagine having to, I mean, how do you keep a straight face?
You can't. I mean,
you got your ass in somebody's face. You got your ass in somebody's face. And on the other hand, you have your nose in somebody's ass. And then you have your nose in somebody's ass.
I mean, what happens if one of the people has to fart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's on accident.
What if they didn't take a shower that morning?
The one thing about the surgery I didn't really understand was why did he cut their knees?
That's what I asked Ben.
He cut the tendons on the side of their knees so they couldn't stand up and walk. But I mean,
why would they stand up anyway?
But they still wouldn't be able to stand up, right?
Your ass, you're not going to be able to stand up.
They're running around the yard with ass to face, ass to face.
I think you could, though. Like, the first guy could stand up straight. Like, you would have to, you'd be on your feet, but you'd have to be, bent over. I think you could pull
it
off.
The third person would
might be
still
able
to
escape to
be,
that way. That's right.
The third person would still be on their hands and knees, right?
Not if she could, bend down far enough.
Yeah, the second, third could still be hunched over, but it would
be pretty difficult, though.
Yeah.
It would be kind of like if you're doing remember how they did on, have you guys ever seen Top Secret, the movie where they were in the horse costume?
I don't think so. You get
the butt to the face.
Oh.
And you're standing.
Yeah. 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 It's been so long since. Basically, what she's saying is the horse costume where one person is in the front of the horse and then the other person is in the back.
Yeah. And
you just kind of run. Yeah. And the second person is just bent over.
Yeah. Hunched over.
Running.
The whole
time. But I think that would be a good way to escape. And that must be why they did the thing to the knees.
If you haven't
seen Top Secret, it is awesome. You have to see it.
It's basically like a spoof on what's like Spy and
it's kind of like, have you ever seen any of the airplane movies?
Yeah.
It's like an airplane movie. It's like that. It's just very dry and it's super funny.
I drew a diagram.
You drew a diagram?
See, I think you could pull it off.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
Yeah. As long as the middle girl is taller than the girl at the end.
Yes.
Well, even still, I mean, even if she wasn't taller, you could still do it.
Wait.
For those of you who can't see at home.
I'll send you a picture if you want to post it on Instagram. All right.
This is the most unusual deep dive I think we've done.
This is way deeper of a dive than I had ever even anticipated.
But yeah, I mean, what do you okay, so you're the first guy and you're eating. Do you not eat just based on the fact that you know that the two people behind you?
Yeah, no, but you have to eat because they have to eat.
You got three.
But the second girl was really holding her shit in, right?
You could tell, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He said she was constipated too.
Well, right. I mean, yeah. I can't imagine eating the first person's shit would be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not very healthy. And it's going to bind you up.
I hate to veer off into a different direction, but But we did hit. I just saw this thing on Facebook where a woman in our area was complaining because she just lost two horses, and they found out that the reason that the first horse died was because somebody was taking their dog's poop bags, like taking the dog for a walk, and they were throwing it over the fence, and the horse was eating it. And so the horse ate it, and then when they found out, you know, they tried to find out what killed the horse. They said they found all these bags of dog poop.
Yeah.
And that's what killed it. And then another horse died.
Nice.
Nice.
Then another horse died for the same reason, they're assuming, because the people are still flinging the bags of dog poop over the fence. And they said,
you like baby poop.
They said the reason why the horses are eating the bags of dog poop are because there's cereals in dog food, and horses are attracted to the scent of those cereals in dog food.
Okay.
So I'm kind of wondering if it would be so bad if in the human centipede, horses know instinctually to eat dog poop because of what the dog eats.
Right.
Because it's healthy. It's the bag that kills them.
Right.
So, I mean, nourishment wise.
but poop's not healthy. Poop is like the toxins that we release out of our body, is it not?
Depending on what you eat. I mean, even Bear Grylls, you guys watch, what's the name of the Bear Grylls show?
Man versus Wild.
You've even seen him eat.
Just eat corn, and then everybody can have corn.
But in a survival situation...
Well, I know he drinks his piss.
No, but... they and that too. But in a survival situation, if you have absolutely nothing else to eat, if that's all you have to eat, you can survive on it.
It's like that cat poo coffee, too.
What?
You ever heard of that?
I have heard of that.
It's like a Mexican... I think it's Mexican... or some like somewhere down south, and there's this special cat that eats coffee beans.
We're down south from you.
Well, like far south. And these cats eat these coffee beans, and then they poop it out, and then they like make coffee out of it.
Wasn't that a myth?
No, it's legit.
Because I did hear about that. That was like three or four years ago.
People will do very stupid things. I mean, there's like women in California that are having like clay mud masks that have like feces in it.
That's gross.
That would like prevent wrinkles and stuff.
Y'all are fucked up. Millennials.
Me.
Millennials. Fucking millennials.
Well, I think they would be qualified as millennials, right? You guys are.
I don't know. When were you guys
born? Are you guys in the Generation X or millennials?
Yeah, we're considered millennials.
Millennials, yeah.
Yeah. See, you just insulted
like at the cusp of it, though.
Yeah.
Well, we're at the tail end of Generation X. Ben hates that, though, because the older people,
Resennials.
Yeah, no, the older people are still like in the 1970s that get born. It just makes Ben feel old when he finds out that we're Generation Xers.
Yeah,
he is in very much denial of being the age that he is.
Still have more common sense than any millennial.
You're okay. Shocking. This is your co-host.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you guys later.
What are you guys drinking tonight?
I just finished I don't know what this is. It's a West Coast IPA and about to pop open a Guinness.
Only 6%?
Guinness.
This is Canadian 6%. You guys are...
It's real 6%.
It's real 6%. Oh,
that's right. 6%. Oh, okay. Yeah. After the conversion rate, it's like 8.9 or some shit like that.
I love how you're drinking a Guinness on not St. Patrick's Day, and you had a Scottish beer on St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, man, I remember hearing that.
It's different.
I love Guinness.
Yeah, Nancy loves Guinness. I can't stand it. I'll drink an IPA. Do you guys have... what was the name of that?
Founders?
No. With the fucking guy with the aircraft, like the fighter pilot helmet and all that shit. Fuck.
We don't get really any American beer up here except for like Anheuser-Busch and shit, right?
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it. But do you guys have the...
We get a lot of craft beers down here.
Yeah, that's what a lot of ours is.
Do you have the Monster, alcoholic Monsters?
No, we don't.
Okay. Good. Do you have regular Monsters up there?
Yeah. And we have Rockstar Vodka, which would be similar to the Monsters, but they're gross.
Really?
because I don't like Rockstar, but
Ben doesn't like any kind of beer. He doesn't like stout. He doesn't like Pilsner.
I like it ale, and I like the IPAs. I'm trying to think what the IPAs that we drink are, but I can't think of them.
They're all like Michigan.
Well, not the ones we get. But anyway, we had them down in Pennsylvania.
Well, yeah, that's Pennsylvania and Michigan are going to have the same. Canada's not going to have those, though.
A lot of our IPAs are like local craft breweries and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. See? Mm-hmm. But anyway, the point of the story, I like the taste of beer. Ben hates the taste of beer.
No.
If he tastes beer, then he doesn't like it.
I'm generally not a beer drinker. Unless we're out. I'll have like one, two, maybe.
Yeah, I like the richness of the Guinness and the taste of the foam. And that's just what I like. And he doesn't like it.
I'm very partial to Wild Turkey. So yeah, anyway, you guys need to try and you need to find the monster beast. They taste just like a monster, but they're alcoholic and there's no caffeine in it. So
next time we go across the border, I'll try and find some.
Yeah. And then in terms of vodka, if you want a good vodka, I don't remember how to pronounce it.
Luksawa.
Lukosawa. Something like that.
It's Polish vodka.
Polish potato vodka.
Okay.
On the rocks, no flavor whatsoever.
It's smooth.
Oh, it's fucking delicious. It's
smooth as a baby's butt.
I usually have drinking two water bottles over here.
Yeah, it's the only vodka he'll drink anymore.
It's
Everything else is rot gut.
It's Take that fucking Grey Goose, shove it up your butt. The shit pounds it.
Grey Goose is not that good.
No, none of it is.
But we're Polish. Maybe we're just
partial,
predisposed. Yeah.
And then Wild Turkey. That shit I sent you, Mark, the fucking whistling pig or whatever, was nasty as fuck.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Wild Turkey. That's all I'll drink now. I found Wild Turkey. I mean, that's a pretty common one, but that's all I'll drink at this point.
Yeah.
And then rum is Captain Morgan and maybe Kraken.
Speaking of
I can't drink Kraken.
Oh, you don't like Kraken?
I don't like
Kraken. Either. I can't stand it.
Is it too spiced?
I think, it's something.
It's too black.
You don't like it?
No.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
What about you, Brooke? I know you like to dabble in a hard liquor every once in a while.
I like tequila and gin.
Both of those do not
agree. You guys acquired taste.
You guys get founders up there?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a Traverse or a, Grand Rapids founders.
Yeah.
And they have a Blushing Monk.
Oh,
that is the so best good. Beer ever.
That is really good. It's like raspberry flavored.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good. But, and it's like 9.something%.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It only comes out, it's like basically like May through like July.
Mm-hmm.
Is you know, maybe you can find it a little bit later in the year, but it's one of those drinks that like it's really super.
If my fiance just got me a whiskey decanter for my birthday, so
nice.
I gotta buy a nice whiskey to put in that.
There's also was it Frankenmuth has a really nice, well, they have their Maker's Mark, their own version of Maker's Mark, which is like astronomically priced, but
spend $120 on a bottle of
whiskey. Bottle of Maker's Mark,
the founders that we have here, it's like a mixed hard alcohol. So we have original bourbon sour, gin bramble, a tequila paloma. They do have an all day IPA.
Look up Blushing Monk. It's a beer.
We could send them some.
Ben doesn't like sending stuff to Canada because it costs so much.
It's like $85 to ship a fucking sticker.
He learned whenever we won that giveaway.
Yeah.
And Jesus, that was so long ago.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
Why must the borders be so cruel?
They're fucking, I don't know. People, they don't want you bombs and shit over.
Well, with us, like, we live close to the border, so we just eat, well, I don't use it by name, Mark, and our friends use it, but it's like, it's shipped to a U.S. address or something like that, where it's like, it's like a post office that we like create like a fake address kind of thing to, and we just go across the border to pick it up.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, you can ship to it like a P.O. box or something.
And it's called, pick it up. my US address, and it's literally like right across the border. Like I just zip over and it would go into I have a PO box there. But I just signed up for it.
How far are you guys from Windsor? Are you in Ontario?
We're in Ontario, but Windsor's like fucking 8 hours away.
Yeah, that's like 8 hours. Yeah.
Oh geez.
That's a hell of a drive.
Yeah. Because Ontario has like the big fucking like down by Toronto and stuff. There's like a tail. And Windsor's like right down at the bottom of the tail.
Yeah, me and my buddy, we went to, this is like 2011. We went to the New England Metal Fest and we drove from our place to, it was in Massachusetts, and we got pulled into the border. They had to check my car because, you know, two young guys going across the border for 3 days.
Don't want that.
Nope.
I mean, seriously.
This is that vodka I was talking about. The Luke Susawa.
Oh, I've seen. Maybe I haven't. I feel like that label looks familiar.
It kind of looks like what's the Spit Chiclets brand vodka?
Chiclets.
Pink Whitney.
Not a. Was it a Pink Whitney that you're thinking?
Yeah, yeah. What's the brand that reps Pink Whitney? I forget.
Isn't it Amsterdam?
Yeah, Amsterdam. Yeah.
It looks like an Amsterdam bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Amsterdam, I think, is Swedish.
Mm.
Probably from Amsterdam.
From. Yeah. Oh boy. Open mouth, insert foot. no, this is Polish potato. Polish potato vodka.
Mm.
Seriously, it's like tasteless. Lukusawa.
You remember when my mom and dad came back from going to Europe?
Well, John brought
and John bought a
Polish
potato. Was this it?
It wasn't the same kind, but no. Very good. Very good vodka.
Yeah. Well, this is two Polacks telling you that, so we might be biased.
We are. But no, it's really good. Seriously, on ice, it's tasteless. Where do we go from here? I don't know.
I don't know. I was going to ask you. You
got to do the gore score and
I'm just having fun talking. We're just bullshitting now. We'll start with the guest. Okay. Brooke, what do you put this on the gore score out of 10?
I'll say a 6 out of 10. Honestly, I think more people should watch this movie. Like, it's not great, but I feel like just with the concept and everything, people think it's way more gory than it is. But for the first 50 minutes to an hour, it's not a lot of gore. It's just kind of like set up for the movie. I don't know, the concept is gross and stuff, but it's really not that gory. Like the scene where he's like pushing out the pus on her face is pretty fucking nasty.
Yellow.
Yeah, I'll go with a 6 neon. Out of 10.
Okay, 6 out of 10. And then what do you put this overall?
I mean, I gave it a 1 out of 5 on Letterboxd, so I'll say like, I don't know, a 3.5 out of 10.
3.5. Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't add up.
Whatever.
Well, 2 out of 10, I think, would be the appropriate conversion. But yeah, 3.5 is fine. That's fine. So yeah, below average, but still, you know, somewhat watchable. Oh, sorry.
All right. So we'll do the.
All right. So
gore score.
Okay. Yeah. Mark, what do you put this on the gore? The gore
take score. Take it to life, you know, hon.
Yeah. Well. Do they need to go to bed? I don't know. What do you put this on the gore score, Mark?
I'm going to give it a 6 like Brooke did.
Yeah.
I think like the subject content is gross and like the whole thought of it is gross, but we don't see a whole lot of gore or like horror. Like leading up to the actual event that happens at the end, it's just like it's a good like medical thriller almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you take away the ending of this movie, like it could be a fucking episode of Criminal Minds, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's like, I don't know. It's not overly scary or gory, really.
Okay.
And then your overall.
I gave it a 2 out of 5 on Letterboxd, so I'll go 4 out of 10 overall.
Okay.
I don't think it's a terrible movie. It's not one that like I rushed to watch, but like Ben, whenever you suggested it, I'd said like, I've been meaning to rewatch this for whatever fucking reason. I don't know why. But it's just been, I don't know. It's like maybe a movie I could watch like once every like 8 to 10 years.
Right.
just if I want to throw something fucked up on that's not like overly fucked up.
Yeah.
Like this isn't, I don't classify this as like a Serbian film where like I watched it once and I never want to watch it again.
That wasn't that bad.
I disagree.
If Nancy can watch it, you all can watch it.
Oh yeah. Like I'm some like
rude. Pussy.
No, just the opposite. You can watch it. You got balls. You got chutzpah.
Yeah, if Nancy can watch it, that's like Nancy is nothing. If Nancy can watch it, you can watch it.
Yeah, what? Anyway, okay. Finish your statement. Sorry,
that's it. I'm good. That's it.
Okay.
It's just yeah.
All right. Hun, what do you put this on the gore score?
Gore score. The effects were not. I would think under the subject matter of the movie that they would have a little bit more physical effects, but there were not.
Mm-hmm.
So gore score, I would give it maybe a 1.5.
Wow. Okay.
Overall score, which is what I rate in watchability.
Right. Rewatchability. Yeah.
I would give this a 3 because like Kirk, I would say in another 8 years, I'd probably say, let's watch that movie again.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's fair enough. So you came in way under their gore score.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they just heard the museums that we go to.
Well, yes.
We're not very squeamish.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I guess on the gore score, I was actually expecting a lot more like
ass eating, shit eating.
I was expecting a lot more like gratuitousness.
You wanted more ass and more tits.
Yeah, but like you can't always find that on Pornhub.
He wanted sallow type shit.
I am so sorry that you did not get that. So sorry.
So sorry. Yeah. Yeah. I wanted sallow level. That was a rough movie.
Yeah. I mean, I would have wanted to see more of like the surgery part to like up the gore score.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you just see him like pull out a couple teeth and like that's it.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about that.
I think
would have been a major thing in the movie to show that.
Had he shown more of the surgery? Yeah. I think that would have upped the gore score quite a bit.
The staples and all that stuff. They didn't give us any of that.
No.
Add like a 5-minute montage of the surgery and yeah, that'd be
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Yeah. Something that you could fast forward through if you don't want to watch it, but
yeah. Yeah. So I mean, like, I'm kind of very interested. I mean, it might be fucked up to see like how he like enlarges their asshole.
Jesus. Yes. There is a whole category on that on Pornhub, Brooke. I will tell you right now.
Oh, you know firsthand.
I don't. Bad. I can't watch that shit.
Yes.
Look up the Rosebud.
Kirk doesn't know, but he could run. Recommend.
Yeah.
No, but I do agree. If they're gonna talk the talk, they gotta walk the walk. I don't like that they just.
Well, we're gonna have to watch part two now.
And three.
On the gore score, like I said, I was really expecting a lot more than what there was. I was expecting.
That's what she said.
Wait. Let me see if I can pull this up here real quick.
Sorry, guys.
Shut up.
That's what she said.
There it is.
There. No, I was expecting a lot more than what there was. I was expecting a lot more gratuitousness. I was expecting a lot more, like, in-depthness, I guess. I know that's not a word, but...
Boobs.
Huh?
You're like, holding your arms. Oh. Like you're expecting boobs.
Yeah. Well, you saw some boobs, but there.
Yeah, but you're holding your arms like.
He's just getting ready for his gender swap.
He speaks with his mouth, but he's saying.
Yeah.
Boobs.
Yeah, like I don't know, pretty mellow in terms of what I was expecting. So a 4 on the gore score, and overall. I can't go any higher than a 2 or a 3.
You got to pick one or the other.
2.5.
Okay.
I was expecting a lot more than what I got.
That's what he said.
I was expecting, like I said, I was expecting a lot more gore. I was expecting a lot more story. I was expecting a lot more like far outedness. And it didn't happen with this one. Now maybe with part two, it might happen.
Mm-hmm.
But with
I ain't one, watching part two.
Yeah.
You can watch that by your own damn self.
Do you think if this was in the hands of like the director of like Martyrs of Inside, this would be a completely different movie?
Oh yeah.
If this was
an Asian movie.
If it was an Asian movie or a New French Extremity movie,
it would have kicked ass.
Then yeah. It would have gone like there and then that much more.
They would have been ripping each other off their asses and
oh yeah.
I'm finding that I'm liking the European or overseas movies 10 times better than what we can get. And it's not even a matter of like ratings here. It's just a matter of like quality of directors and acting.
They give way less fucks over there too.
Right. I mean, and the USA, when you're paying like millions of dollars to get like subpar acting, I mean, you get what you pay for. I feel like the art is not as appreciated in the US as it is overseas.
Now we have to watch Tusk.
Yeah. And what?
It's not an overseas movie, but.
Well, I mean,
not over the border,
across the border.
Yeah, across the border. I mean, because there's definitely a very solid line between US movies and anything beyond that. It doesn't even have to be like Canadian or European. Anything beyond US, I'm starting to appreciate and like more than
we got some coming.
Yeah.
We have here.
I mean, you guys gotta get ready for the third movie in the trilogy of Tusk.
That's true, if it ever gets made.
Wait, there was a Tusk too?
No. So Kevin Smith had a trilogy in mind. I can't remember what it, like Great North something. I can't remember what it was actually.
Like Kevin Smith, like.
Yes, like Jay and Silent Bob, Kevin Smith. Okay. So he did Tusk, and then he did Yoga Hosers.
Which we did for a patron episode.
Yeah. And the movies aren't related, but there's character crossovers.
Yeah.
And then the third movie in the trilogy is going to be Moose Jaws, which is Jaws, but with a moose instead of a shark.
It's not going to be like Cocaine Bear.
That movie was.
He's not saying anything. That's the...
It could be similar, but.
Well, I mean, I just. When I think of like the pushing the boundary for like US horror movies, I think of Hereditary, and I hate to think of Hereditary in that category because they push boundaries in all the wrong ways.
No.
Well, and like look at all the remakes, American remakes of the New French Extremities movies.
Yes.
Like the remake of Martyrs is hot trash. They did a remake of Inside and it's hot trash.
Yeah. They haven't done High Tension, thankfully.
No, they haven't.
Oh, if they do, I will watch it. I'll watch it to make fun of it. I'll do like a
spoof track.
Yeah.
Like realistically, Eli Roth is one of the only directors that will really kind of push that boundary.
I hope he doesn't.
No, I mean like as an American director, like because he did Hostel and he did Green Inferno, right? Like so he kind of pushes that boundary that we would see in some of these like overseas movies, but like
I don't like Eli Roth as a director. I like him. He was good as an actor in Inglourious Basterds, you know,
Wrong Turn,
for what he played. But I don't like him as a director.
Well, yeah,
I mean, I just don't.
You heard our Hostel episode.
Yeah,
I just.
But I mean, he's the only director that goes that extra mile and like has that like zero fucks kind of attitude.
Well, what do you think about Ty West and his like X and Pearl? I mean, they're not really like over and above.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Brandon Cronenberg, but he's Canadian.
He's Canadian, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that counts against him.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey.
Yeah.
Okay. Just kidding.
I think Ty West is brilliant, and I fucking love Pearl and X.
I love them both also. Yeah,
they're really
good. I do like them, but I don't really consider Pearl like a horror movie. It's more like a character movie.
Yeah, it's hard to really describe how that movie is.
That series is one of those series where they could probably make like 3 or 4 more movies and I'd watch every single one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Like I really have no idea what Maxine is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
1980s, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, I picture Pearl as like on the same type of movie as like Last Night in Soho, where it's just like,
haven't seen that one.
I love that movie, but it's
pretty good. Yeah.
It's considered horror, but it's not really. It's more, I don't know. Yeah, I guess what did you describe it as? A character movie?
That's not the word I was looking for, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Last Night in Soho. Yeah. Make mental note of that.
Did you guys watch Thanksgiving from last year?
Yeah. Yeah, we liked that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that one was fun. And it wasn't vulgar, but it was just like fun.
It was a very entertaining movie to watch. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. it kept your attention from start to finish.
Yeah, and it like blended the gore that Eli Roth is known as is, and also mm-hmm. like the fun kind of funny horror.
Yeah.
What would you guys rate Pearl and X? I mean, on a scale, we're not talking like gore score or anything like that. What would you rate it on a score from like 1 to 5 stars?
I could give both of them 5 on Letterboxd.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to rewatch X. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I'd say like probably 4.5.
I think X is one of those movies where I watched it once and I was like, eh. Then I watched it twice and I was like, all right, this is pretty good. And now it's like, I think it's becoming one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm. It's like every time you rewatch it, you pick up on something else that happens.
Yeah, it's very well made and the acting is really good. Yeah. The casting is really good.
I mean, after watching the first time and then I think Mark told me, or someone did an episode, I think HMC, they're like, oh yeah, Mia Goth plays the old lady too. And I was like, what? Are you serious?
I absolutely, when we watched X, I was kind of like, well, I knew that it was a lady it was somebody in makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't quite understand why they had somebody young in makeup doing that role. But then when we saw Pearl, it mm-hmm. made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love those two movies. Yeah. I really do.
I think Mia Goth is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like when she was in
Infinity Pool.
Yeah, that one. I was going to say Crimes of the Future, but I thought she was great in Infinity Pool too. And she was in The Cure for Wellness. That movie was really good too.
Mm.
I'm so glad that Hollywood is getting back into appreciating good actors
mm-hmm.
and not just.
Except for the Oscars.
Well, I am so fucking sick and tired of the Nepo babies getting all the accolades when they're not even that great.
Now, what did you guys think of Infinity Pool? Have you both seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it like 2 or 3 times. I love that movie.
We did an episode on that too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
I'm going
to have to go back and re-listen to that one. Because
I can't remember what I scored that.
Nancy and I just watched that one like a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that one did not grab us as much as like, Brandon Cronenberg. I like Possessor.
Yeah, wow. Possessor is good. Yeah,
I like that movie. This one, I don't know. Maybe it was too far out. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't grab us like her other movies or his mm-hmm. other movie.
I gave Infinity Pool a 4 out of 5, and Brooke, you gave it a 4 as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I don't know. That was another one of those movies because I think we both watched it twice.
Yeah.
And that was another one that, like, on a second watch, you pick up on a lot more. And it kind of gave me a greater appreciation for it.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, I don't know, you really got to think about it
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. Like, if you put yourself in those shoes, like, what would you do? And, and I don't know. I think, like, the way that the movie plays out, and like the end goal and all that shit, like, I don't think that it's possible that they can have these infinity pools, but I think like the elites of the world could somehow figure out how they can get away with this shit. And I mean, mm-hmm. they did it for the longest time, but now they've been found out, obviously, with the whole Epstein shit, but.
Okay. Oh, Well, at the time of this recording, did you guys see that P. Diddy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
P. Diddy?
Yeah. Fucking wild, man.
His homes were, or homes, whatever the fuck, was raided. Yeah.
And so, he's on an airplane to fucking like Cape Verde or something.
Someplace.
Yeah, apparently, like he would bring like buses of kids into his house. It's like, Jesus. What the fuck?
I haven't read all the details, but yeah, that'll be very interesting to see because he's like a huge fucking name.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, we'll see about that one.
I saw people say that like fucking Tupac knew that this was happening and Diddy killed him because of it.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting to see what's going on with that one. I just I woke up this morning and I'm like, oh shit, you know.
P. Diddy's on the run.
Not that I really care. I mean, you know,
yeah,
not like a hip hop fan or anything, but yeah, it was on my Google alerts.
Yeah.
This morning. So yeah. Like, oh shit. Let's see what that's all involved about.
Yeah. Start calling him P. Daddy.
Yeah.
P. Diddler.
There was somebody, it was on Instagram. I think it was like P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, or whatever his other name was. And then like the third one was P. Diddler or something like that. and then it showed like the airline flight from like Florida to, like you said, the Caribbean, somewhere.
Yeah.
In the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So probably someplace that doesn't have extradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Have you guys watched the, I haven't watched it yet, but the Quiet on the Set documentary?
I haven't yet. No, but
no.
Have you heard about it, Ben?
I think the whole Nickelodeon
stuff.
Mm-mm.
Well, apparently,
was that with Drake?
Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
Actually, Nancy just brought that up like 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess like I haven't watched it yet, but like I guess they play clips from the shows of like the jokes, and there's like one of like Ariana Grande, like she's like shaking like a pop can or something like that, and like it explodes like the fucking foam, and like it's like a joke about like jizz and like ejaculate that they like wrote into the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But she's like fucking a child.
Oh yeah. Nancy literally just 2 days ago brought that up, that documentary up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brooke, after I finished Jeanette McCurdy's book, cause she makes mention of some of this stuff that went on.
Mm-hmm.
I went on to like YouTube and I searched, like, I can't remember what exactly it was that I searched, but it was a bunch of different clips that were like really gross, like kind of sexual innuendos throughout the shows, like all on Nickelodeon. And like, you don't realize it as a kid, but
yeah,
it's fucked up.
It's a different light.
Yeah.
Remember that documentary you brought up? Quiet on the Set?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brooke just brought that up.
Yeah. I told you we needed to watch it.
So, yeah. Well, I mentioned that part, that you brought it up just a couple days ago. So, but yeah. So he brought it up too. Apparently we're going to have to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Now that Brooke brought it up.
Yeah. Do you know what it's on? What is it on?
Netflix, I think, isn't it?
Is it
Netflix
on
or Prime, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I thought when I told you about it, we'd start it right up, but you were like glazed right over it and put something else on. So we're
watching Naked and Afraid. So.
Oh yeah, that's way much more important.
But yeah, okay, yeah. Like I said, yeah, Nancy has brought that up. So yeah, we'll catch it out. We'll check it out. Thanks. Yeah, you're welcome.
Bless you. You're too good to me. You really are.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, all right. Mark and Brooke, you guys have two podcasts, actually. Yes. A podcast on Elm Street, which is horror movies. And then you have a podcast on Fury Road, which is like action movies.
action movies yet.
Action, action.
Yeah. So fuck it, your butt keep going out.
Oh yeah, that's why you said action twice.
No. Seriously, like, no, my earbud keeps going out. So why don't you guys give a like a rundown of your shows there for all the like 13 Shut listeners. Up,
13 listeners. Okay, so a podcast on Elm Street. We've been doing that for fuck. Oh, I think this is going to be our fifth year in November.
Crazy,
which is nuts. We just finished our 200th episode the other day, or last week, I guess. But right now, like, we alternate podcasts. So like weeks 1 and 3 in a month, we do horror, and then weeks 2 and 4, we do action. The Fury Road podcast, it's fairly new. I think we've only been doing that for a couple months, but we kind of wanted to branch out a little bit because, I mean, we love horror. We're diehard horror fans, but it's always fun to talk about other movies. So we've kind of branched off into doing action.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys are doing your Mad Max run through right now, coming up to the Furiosa.
Yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we released Mad Max Part 1 last week. And then this week we're going to do, well, next week we're going to release 2, and then we'll do Beyond Thunderdome and then Fury Road.
Yeah.
Part 2 is by far the best.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
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 I feel like I've watched it, but I don't remember anything about it.
Oh, dude, I don't want to get into it, but it's definitely the best. Yeah. The fucking boomerang kid. Oh, man.
Yeah. But anyway, okay. So, yes, you guys are Mark and Brooke from a podcast on Elm Street and a podcast on Fury Road. You are also our faithful patrons.
Yes.
To the Extreme Horror Replay podcast. I don't think there's anything else left to say except for, yeah, this has been one wild and crazy, not really an episode.
It's been one wild ride.
Should we apologize to your listeners? Like, yeah. They're expecting an episode on the human centipede, and
I think they're going to like those better.
No, I think we covered the movie just enough that, yeah, it's
like, I think the people that listen to us know that no structure and no common sense.
We are not a scripted show.
Mm-hmm.
We just like to talk and have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of stole Josh's idea. It felt like a cocktails episode, to be honest, you know.
Yeah.
It really did. And yeah, I mean, this
let's swipe his idea. We'll do this again.
You guys had some cocktails already.
Pretty much gone. So yeah, we're pretty deep into this episode. Yeah. And we were drinking prior to this episode too.
Jesus.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, you can find us at XHR_podcast on Instagram. We do have a link tree in the bio that you can find the like the Patreon and the TeePublic and everywhere to listen. It would be groovy if you rated us on iTunes or Apple Podcast and Spotify. And
good reviews.
Same with our friends Mark and Brooke, Kark and Crook. Give them a 5-star review. Five stars. Always 5 stars. You know, they're good guys.
Thank you.
We like to pick on you guys because we feel like we have that like camaraderie, you know.
If older brother, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like siblings.
Yeah.
By the way, what did you guys think of the Oscars? Did you guys have you listened? I haven't gotten any feedback from that. I'm kind of curious as to what everybody thought about that.
I listened to a chunk of it. I can't listen to podcasts at work anymore, so it's kind of really cut into my podcast listening time.
Oh, really?
But yeah, I listened to a good chunk of it.
Yeah.
I know we got made fun of because we did it so short.
I know. I listened to the cocktails episode you guys were on, and yeah, we kind of got shit on for that episode. I'm not going to lie.
I blame that one on Josh.
It's fully expected whenever you get Josh in a room.
You know, because, yeah, Josh, he brought it up, but I didn't plan on that. I know Nancy didn't plan on that. So it was all about Brooke's wedding.
Yeah, that was like the opening like 30 minutes of that 3-hour episode.
That was a long episode.
Josh was all like smoochy woochy and all that stuff, and then he threw us under the bus.
And that, yeah, he laid into you guys.
Yeah.
And then three, yeah, he like brought us into it. I'm like, oh shit. It's
typical.
Yeah. No. But I mean, yeah, it's all good. We're good. We're good. We don't have our passports anyway, so we can't couldn't come up and see you. But yeah, I yeah. Where did I leave off? What was I saying? I don't know.
I have
but
no
yeah,
idea.
I don't know. Anyway, this has been really a cocktails episode. We might have to come up with our own XHR cocktails type thing, because we've almost finished off a fifth of Captain Morgan.
We'll come up with our own thing.
So just a chit chat episode, somewhat of a movie. But yeah, one more time, Mark and Brooke, let us know where we can find you guys and what y'all do.
Well, we're on Instagram, like you guys, Podcast on Elm Street, a Podcast on Fury Road. We each podcast has its own Instagram. There's also Linktree. We have a Patreon for subscriptions. We have a TeePublic page for merch. We have our Letterboxd accounts hooked up to the Linktree. So if you guys want to check out how we're rating our movies and whatnot and what we're watching, and we both enjoy making lists on there and shit. So, but yeah, shoot us a message on Instagram. I'm on there a lot. So usually respond pretty promptly.
Yeah. Brooke, you're pretty quiet on Instagram.
I am. I'm not really much of a social media guy, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, I try.
Yeah. Every so often is fine.
Yeah.
But okay, so we are XHR, or we are Extreme Horror Replay Podcast. We are XHR_podcast on Instagram. We do have a link tree in the bio that you can find our Patreon and our TeePublic and everywhere to listen. We would like to thank Mark and Brooke for coming on to our show and joining us for this wonderful discussion that technically was supposed to be a movie review, but yeah. It didn't really turn into that, which is totally fine, because I think we had a blast just chit-chatting and bullshitting.
Yeah.
I would love to thank my wife, Nancy, my co-host, my lovely co-host, stunning co-host. And, Mark and Brooke, you guys are stunning, too.
Thank you.
We love to pick on you, but, you know, I think overall we've had the longest relationship with you two than anybody else that we chat with, so
yeah.
You know,
that is true. Yeah,
I kind of feel like you guys are like you said just a little bit ago, we're like the big brother little brother kind of situation thing.
And, homies.
Yeah, homies. Yeah
like, good way of putting it.
So yeah, you know, we love to pick, but we love you guys. Genuinely we have a good time with you guys, and and we love to, you know, bullshit around. So
I'm the baby of my family, so I love to rip on anybody.
But she always got picked on. Yeah. So.
Yes. So this is my turn.
So, but yes, we genuinely do. You guys are great. We love your show. We love
your advice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I think, I'm gonna stop rambling now, because that 9/10 of a fifth of vodka is really kicking in now. And
he thought he was drinking vodka. That's how much he's feeling it.
Well, no, not the vodka. This was
you
the
just said vodka.
Did I say vodka?
Yeah,
the Captain Morgan cherry vanilla. It's pretty much gone. But yeah, so yeah, there's about 9/10 of that bottle gone.
They're gonna be feeling that tomorrow.
That was new today. Okay, so I'm gonna stop rambling.
All right,
we will see you guys, talk to you sometime soon in the future, I'm sure, and maybe we'll actually get together and do an actual movie review. But thank you so much for joining us, and for everybody out there, be dangerous, take risks, do something, be good to one another. We'll talk to you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Nothing else to say.